Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Marx podcast. I'm James Nurton, the Marx editor, and I'm delighted to be hosting a special edition of the podcast today. In this episode, I'm joined by Claudia Pappas, the new chair of Marx, Leo Longuel, the first vice chair, and Tapio Blanc, second vice chair. We'll be discussing the strategic direction and the plans for Marx over the next couple of years. Hello to all of you.
Hi, James. Nice for having us.
Hello, James. Thank you for your kind invitation.
Hello, James.
So before we start the discussion, I'll introduce our speakers in a little bit more detail. Claudia heads the trademark department at ThyssenKrupp in Essen, Germany, which she joined in 2016. She's been the first vice chair of Marx for the past 2 years and takes over as chair at the spring meeting in March 2025. Leo is director brand protection at LVMH in Paris, responsible for the anti-counterfeit teams and operations for 29 houses of the LVMH group. He's stepping up from second vice chair to first vice chair of Marx. And Tapio is chief trademark officer of Roche in Basel, Switzerland. He was recently elected to the position of second vice chair of Marx. So during this episode, we'll discuss their roles and find out a little bit more about each of them.
So, Claudia, I'd like to start with you. First of all, congratulations on becoming chair of Marx. What are your priorities and objectives as chair for the next couple of years?
James, globally speaking, I would like to contribute to Marx being future-proof. And one key priority is the strategic membership developments. And I mean these in two regards. One, to focus on corporate members and to strengthen our corporate membership. As we are a brand owner organization. And this is key for me, to focus on attracting the next generation. So to provide better access to young professionals. I think we should go in this further. And I don't have a finished concept for this yet. But I do have a lot of ideas and have already discussed them with my two co-chairs, with Leo and Tapio. And we will work these ideas out in more detail and then discuss them with an exec and in the council. And I think we will have to try out a few things to see if it really works the way we old people imagine it will.
So you'll be working on some sort of specific projects or events or initiatives
yes.
aimed at more junior professionals?
Yes. I think we have to invest and to think, to have Marx future-proof, and the future are the younger people. We have to define what young is in detail, because from an older perspective, young could be also old, but yes, attracting more young people and making our program and our organization attractive for young people.
And what's the sort of time scale for developing these initiatives? I mean, the next 6 months or the next year or longer than that?
Yes, we will start immediately. We will start immediately in March, thinking of the ideas we already have and to elaborate them. And then, to have within the next year new programs or new ideas implemented. And as I always say, it will be try and error. We have to find out what's really attractive and what works.
Yeah. So you'll be looking for feedback as well on anything that you do.
Yeah, that's a good point, James. Yes. we need feedback, and we have to discuss it also with the young people we have already in our organization, and we can start with the next spring meeting in Barcelona.
Yeah. Okay, which is coming up very soon, of course.
Yeah.
And I mean, so that's very interesting, some of the things you want to do with Marx specifically. And more generally, what do you think are the key issues for brand owners that are coming up now and in the future?
Yes, now and in the future, what I have now on my plate, and I think that will also be in the future, are two issues. The one is AI. Mm-hmm. And I, in two respects, on the one hand, we have to use and develop AI tools to be more efficiently internally. That's the one. And on the other hand, AI also implies many challenges for our brands. For instance, in regard to AI generated content to fake products or logos, and we are facing new problems in respect to IP enforcement. That's the one thing, AI, and the second one is domain name and social media hijacking. As cyber criminals continue to impersonate brands through phishing scams and fraudulent domain, that's an issue we are facing more and more problems, and it's a challenge for us brand owners, because the domain systems are not centralized, mm-hmm. and the traditional domain dispute resolution mechanisms are very complicated and they are not harmonized. So that's a difference to the trademark system. Mm-hmm. That's a more harmonized system we can work better with.
And is that something you'd like to see Marx doing a lot of work on, and maybe taking a bit of a lead on?
Yes, and within Marx, we have also addressed these two issues already. And that's something I really like with our organization. We have the teams, you know, that are working on the specific problems already. So we have the cyberspace team. AI is an issue that is handled within many teams. And the teams also cooperate on this AI issues. And you see, this is that I, as a brand owner, also have a value from Marx. Because I can address my issues, and they are worked out in the teams.
Yeah, and it's worth saying, I think there are 18 Marx teams, and the details mm-hmm. obviously are on the Marx website. And the cyberspace team that you mentioned, just a little sneak preview, we'll be having a podcast with some members of the cyberspace team in the next couple of months as well, I think. So people should look out for that.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, you're taking over as chair. What experience and perspectives do you bring to the role of chair? I think people will know you've been the second vice chair and the first vice chair over the past 4 years, and now you're stepping up. So what do you bring to this role, Claudia?
So I'm one of the older ones. So I'm working since 1997 in the field of IP. And I bring with me two different perspectives. So the first 19 years, I was working in a law firm in the field of IP. And now since 2016, I'm in-house, and I'm leading the trademark team within ThyssenKrupp globally. And, you know, it's this one IP, but two completely different perspectives, but because to working in a law firm and working in-house, it's something like a different job.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your work at the company? Because it's a really interesting company, I think, isn't it? You know, obviously very big technology-based company as well.
Yes, ThyssenKrupp has around about 100,000 employees worldwide. We are multinational. Our core is engineering, but we are quite diverse from submarines to chemical plants to automotive industry. And I'm heading within this company the trademark department. And trademark department, you know, it's maybe not the right title of what we are doing, but I think that's normal for us lawyers working in-house. So and my team, we are responsible not only for trademarks, but also for designs and domains and copyrights and trade secrets and green claims. And this is a big part of our job as all contracts who contain IP clauses. So all R&D contracts or corporation contracts. And we have these contracts all over the world.
Wow, it sounds like a very wide-ranging job.
It is, and it's very interesting.
Yeah. And, like, you know, people are very familiar with trademarks in some sectors like luxury goods and consumer goods and so on, but a bit less so probably in the engineering sector. I mean, how important are trademarks for your business?
That's a really good question, James, because that's what I'm discussing with our engineers who think trademarks are not important, but only innovation. But this is not true. You know, and for instance, if you see our company trademark ThyssenKrupp, it's of very, very high value. And also for our engineers, if they come as a ThyssenKrupp engineer, it's something completely else as approaching a new provider with a no name. So, and this is something we have to raise awareness also within our company, the value of our brands, and they are very high. It's not a luxury brand, and sometimes I really envy Leo, who it's much easier for him to have awareness for his trademarks and brands than it is for me, but also in the engineering context, trademarks are very, very important.
Interesting. That's a very interesting perspective. And I mean, it sounds like your job is very busy, but what do you like to do when you're not working? Do you have any interests or hobbies that you'd like to share?
Yes, interests and hobbies. I'm a family. I have three children, and yes, they are my core interest. And then I also like to doing sports if I have time, and going to the museums.
Which sports in particular do you like to do?
I am skiing and doing fitness.
Good. Well, thank you very much indeed, Claudia. It's really good to talk to you, and we wish you well for the period of your chairing of Marks the next 2 years.
Thank you, James. And I'm really looking forward for the next 2 years shaping Marks in the right direction.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Claudia. I'd like to turn to you now, Leo. As I said, you're going to be taking on the role of first vice chair. Do you have any specific responsibilities in that role?
Yes, I think I do. The main one is certainly to be the wingman for Claudia. I think that's my main goal for this year, to be able to support her. There's quite a lot of different responsibilities, social events that you have to do as a chair, so that she won't be able to do them all. So I'll be there to help her and also support her in terms of the strategy. We already had a few calls to make sure that we are all aligned on the strategy. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to growing more into this role.
And of course, you've been the second vice chair for a couple of years, so you're familiar with how things work and what the roles involve.
Yes, pretty much. Well, that's a nice thing about Marks, actually. You grow into the role, right? We just talked before with Tapio. So the second vice chair role is almost the best one because there's not that much responsibilities yet. Still, it's a great opportunity to get to know the organization from the inside, how it works, the people, the exec, and then slowly grow into first vice chair and then chair.
I will enjoy it as long as I can, Leo.
You have a lot to look forward to, Tapio, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And Leo, you mentioned some of the Marks activities and events. I mean, are there particular things that you're looking forward to in the coming year or two?
Yes, well, the events are always great, right? The special atmosphere at the Marx events is quite unique, and every time it's a great pleasure to be there. Obviously, the team presentations are always a highlight, because that's where you can feel all the energy, all the work that goes into the different topics that Marx works on. So that's always a highlight. The corporate focus group is always a very good event, especially for us in-house counsel, of course, to get to talk to people who have same issues as we do. And yeah, no, so there's a lot to look forward to.
Could you just say a little bit more about the corporate focus group? Because I think that's something you've been quite involved in, hasn't it? And maybe not everyone knows all about that.
Yes. Well, the corporate focus group is really, to a certain extent, at the heart of Marx, right? We want to be a brand owner organization. And I think it's very important that we maintain this clear focus for the organization. And well, one thing is, there is quite a lot of in-house people at Marx, which certainly differentiates us from some of the other organization. And it's a great opportunity to talk amongst us, discuss the current trends and how we deal with different problems. So it's a very valuable moment during the conferences.
Yeah, and the group meets during the annual conference, doesn't it? And also on webinars throughout the year.
Yeah, exactly. The activities have been increasing over the last few years, which is great. So there's one big meeting during the annual conference, and then we have sort of shorter calls within the year with the webinars on concrete topics, and it's managed by the group itself. So it's always very useful.
And Claudio, I think you've been involved with the corporate focus group for a long time as well, haven't you? Have you found it to be a very useful thing?
Yes, I think the corporate focus group and me as a brand owner is a very, very important group. And I was with this group from the very beginning. And this for many perspectives. The one thing is that we as brand owners, we can discuss within our group without other service providers. And we have often the same issues. That's the one thing. And we can also address and involve the teams to tell them what we have on our plate and what is important for us. So I think Marx is a group of different, let's say, stakeholders. So we brand owners, we have our issues. We need the experts to work with, and we need the teams to have the right issues and themes they are working on. And to my experience, since we have the corporate focus group, it is easier to have this connection between brand owners and the teamwork. I think it's also something really relevant for Marx.
Yeah. And I think my impression is that a lot of the things discussed within the corporate focus group are very practical, you know, very much day-to-day kind of issues for brand owners.
Yes, it is. For instance, we have different issues we have, but one was, for instance, green claims and sustainability. And out of this, it grew a new teamwork, you know, and this exchange, what's very important between teams and the corporate focus group. And this is also something I want to strengthen and to have awareness within the teams and also within our corporate focus group, to have more interaction between teams and corporate focus group.
And for those people that don't know, we should say the annual conference this year, 2025, will be in The Hague, won't it?
Absolutely. Great city.
I don't think, at the time of recording, I don't think we've got the full program yet, but I know it promises to be interesting and informative as usual.
I'm sure it will. The program team has to put together a fantastic program. So well, there's a lot of interesting topics and a great city to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mentioned in the introduction that you're with LVMH in Paris. I mean, obviously, very important luxury brands company. What are the key issues on the horizon from your perspective for luxury brands?
Well, it's quite interesting times, right? Because there's quite some economic clouds in the sky and a lot of uncertainty, which is not very good for our business. So you can feel a bit of a nervosity within the group and in the different brands we work for. So it's additional pressure also for us in the legal and brand protection teams. In terms of topics or trends that are particularly interesting for us or will keep us busy now is on the one hand sort of the growing gap between counterfeiters and us brand owners when it comes to the use of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can see they are using technology, AI, and all the different tools that are available very, very easily and allows them to be very fast to bring up a counterfeit product online or offline, actually. And for us, it's more complicated, right? We have to, of course, respect laws and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's a growing gap that we're trying to close and be a bit faster as well. And in terms of other trends that I can mention is certainly the dupes phenomenon. That's a big topic the whole industry is talking about, right? Which we don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some answers, but not all of them yet. And especially it's quite worrying how this trend is becoming more and more popular, right? More and more people talk about it, buy dupes, and don't think at all about the issues with it, all the impact it has for brand owners, the IP infringement, and everything around it that is really worrying and that is not considered yet. So a lot of educational work for us as well to do in addition to finding a legal response to this problem.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. And I know you've been involved, Leo, with Marks for quite a long time. A lot of people probably know you and have spoken to you and met you in various capacities. Is there anything you can tell people about yourself that they may not already know?
Well, hard to find something. Well, maybe something that I can something we share with Tapio. We speak both a weird language. I think that not many people know about and not many people talk. For me, it's Slovak, a small language, a small country in Central Europe that I'm born in, and that's one of the languages that I speak.
Oh.
And Tapio have another one, right, which is quite interesting too.
What's your language, Tapio?
Well, it's Finnish because my mother is from Finland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Even more exotic than mine.
Interesting. Yeah. And Tapio, do you speak it very often, or
not anymore, really?
Well, I'm always impressed at the range of languages and cultures we have in Mark. So, I think we've all learned something new today. Good. Well, thank you, Leo, for that. And I want to turn to you properly now, Tapio. First of all, congratulations on your election as second vice chair. What do you hope to bring in that role?
Thank you, James. I appreciate it. When you think about getting it onto the pathway, Marks in the exec, it's a major commitment that you do because it goes over many years, 6 plus 2 actually.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you have to be there for the right reasons. So what I hope is, you know, to innovate and shape the future of Marks and the trademark world, collaborate and learn with Marks and exec and council friends, and give something back, because Marks has given a lot to me all over the years, you know, learnings, networking, business opportunities, and even good friends. So it's time to give something back, I think. Basically, I also think that, as Lee also said, strengthen the brand owner's interest. That is something at the heart of Marks, you know, to bring the whole thing on the next level and making an impact. Mm-hmm. That is very important to me. And I hope I can bring in a lot of energy.
And you also, of course, bring the perspective from the pharmaceutical industry, I suppose. I mean, it's quite interesting with our three people on the call today coming from very diverse industries. So what do you think you bring from that perspective?
Yeah, that's the great thing about Marks, isn't it? We have all kind of different industries.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Basel, of course, it's the healthcare industry, pharma diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
And with pharma, for instance, a pharmaceutical brand is very challenging to get on a global level, because we also have to pass the regulatory hurdle, which other industries don't have to pass. And that is a different perspective and a different knowledge that I'm happy to share.
Good, interesting. And now I think you're also taking on the role of chair of the Marx Anti-Counterfeiting and Parallel Trade team, aren't you? Can you tell us a bit more about that team's activities and the priorities over the next few months?
Oh, yes, it has already started and it's very exciting to me. I just think about the identity that we will have in the ACP team is, you know, we just don't want to be an old team like a Skoda Octavia or something to go from A to B. We think more about being an exceptional team, something like Rolls-Royce. So it's not only about how you get there, but also that you get there. And that the expectations that I have is that the team members, that they attend all the meetings, they come prepared, they have a proactive mindset, and that they collaborate also with other teams and have creative new ideas. Mm-hmm. And very important to leveling up, to become the best team, also to take action. So the output that makes an impact to me, or the KPI, are the workshops, the podcasts, the presentations, the papers and essays, the newsletter contribution, the blogs, and fresh ideas. And last but not least, the fellowship and the fun that we want to have together.
It sounds like very good aims to have. It's quite a big team as well, isn't it, I think?
It is the biggest team at Marx. We are 40 team members.
Right. Are you divided into sub-teams? Do people have focus on different areas, or do you try to work all together?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The sub-teams are extremely important, and that's what I want to introduce. We want to have mm-hmm. more new sub-teams because there are so many topics in this field. And I'm really looking forward to the online brand protection sub-team. Mm-hmm. In The Hague, they will make a workshop. And the training and education team will hopefully, like in Stockholm, have another session at the university also to recruit the so-called young members, the Young Marx Fellowship. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. And I mean, I know anti-counterfeiting is obviously very important for most, if not all, of the Marx corporate members. I mean, I don't know if Claudia or Leo, if you want to add anything from your perspective. I think the work of the anti-counterfeiting team is really pivotal, isn't it, to achieving Marx objectives and supporting brand owners generally.
No, it certainly is. I mean, anti-counterfeiting is one of the key topics in terms of brand protection work or brand management anyway. So it's certainly a very important team.
And in our industry, in the pharmaceutical industry, the issue of counterfeits is that for us, it's all about patient safety. Mm-hmm. And the consequences in our industry of pharmaceuticals or also diagnostics, when you have counterfeits, can lead to death of a patient.
Yeah.
So therefore, this is at the heart of what we do, to have safe products.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those industries, isn't it, where it's really critical.
Absolutely.
Good. And Tapio, what are your interests outside of work, outside of Marx?
Well, besides intellectual property, I have loads of interests. It's impossible for me to list them up all here. But maybe travel. I think travel is something which is very essential for me as a person. You know, going on a safari in Tanzania or take the Trans-Siberian train through Russia or the Route 66 in the United States. But to be honest, my favorite is actually to drive my own car through the United Kingdom from the Land's End to Inverness. That is actually what I do best.
And that, have you done that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Many times.
And what car do you have?
A nice car.
A nice car. Okay. Well, I say I've never done that, so I'm impressed. Do you have any travel plans coming up for this year or next year?
Yes, absolutely. I will go to the Isles of Scilly. Which
oh,
is,
yeah.
When you go from Cornwall further, you will go. You will arrive at the Isles of Scilly. I've never been there before, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I think you get a little aeroplane. Is that right to get there, or can you get there by boat? I think
no, it's actually by a ship.
By ship, okay, yeah.
The transfer is kind of a ferry boat.
Yeah,
old ferry.
From Cornwall, I guess.
Yes, from Nzanze. I don't know how to pronounce it, from Cornwall.
Good. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that. And and indeed seeing you all at the various Marx events this year. We are pretty much out of time for today's podcast, but hopefully everyone who's listening to this will get a chance to know Claudia, Leo and Tapio a bit better over the next couple of years and beyond. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in future episodes of Talking Marx. But for now, I just want to thank you all very much for taking part and to wish you all well in your new roles. We'll have another episode of Talking Marx available very soon. But for now, it's goodbye from all of us.
Thanks very much, James. Goodbye.
Thank you for having us, James.
Goodbye. And I'm really looking forward to being chair and looking forward for the next 2 years.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marx.org/podcast.